Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, Yeshua. Thank you, mighty, mighty God, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua. Hallelujah. Praise you, mighty, mighty, mighty Lord. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Brother Strada. Hallelujah. We serve a wonderful God, a good God, merciful God, who is mercy. Hallelujah. Who mercy endureth forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, shalom, shalom. My brother and my sister, welcome to the Lord Tower. This is your host, Brother Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. We serve such a wonderful God, good God, great God. How can we now be grateful for his mercy? How can we, hallelujah, we now be, hallelujah, rejoiceful? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We'll keep you in prayer, brother. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. He is a good God. He is a great God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Amen. Hope everyone can hear me loud and clear tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It is raining. Hallelujah. I don't know where this weather is going. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. But amen. Hallelujah. We will, hallelujah, continue to share the word. Amen. If the weather won't allow us, then hallelujah, we'll play an audio. Thank you, Jesus. But praise you, Yeshua. We would like to continue with our Daniel Bible study. Hallelujah. Just so we can stay up to date. Hallelujah. Where it was happening, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. As we said, the Benjamin Netanyahu, hallelujah, was putting his cabinet together to return back, is what is being said online, my brother and sister. Okay. And so they're working on Israel to bring him back, my brother and sister. And so there's been information in and out of what is happening with him coming back. Okay. They say there's a gap in the election between Lapi and Netanyahu, my brother and sister. So, but Netanyahu from what I heard before, it's in front of this election. He is winning by a big margin than the other party. So it is believed that he will be returning back in a surprising, my brother and sister. They said on Jerusalem Post that Netanyahu is a 42% saying he's the best fit for the role for prime minister. So, and then the other party is 31%. Netanyahu is 42%. The other party is 31%. So the gap there is a 23% lead by Netanyahu. It's what they're saying. So, he is leading the election in Israel, my brother, my sister. So we know he is coming back. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, Netanyahu is coming back, which is surprisingly, I'm reading this from the Jerusalem Post. my brother and sister, Neil Soap. They are the one doing the polls, and they're saying he's winning. So there's no way he can lose, because he's leading by 23%. And there, what I heard before, they were planning by the end of this year. He should be ready by the end of this year. Again, I hope this time he doesn't have problem putting his people together like he did last time, because that changes everything. But again, if they want him to run again like he is, then Salon Sister Rivero, that means they are confident he'll be able to put his cabinet together and go on with his election. Amen. So hallelujah. We need to keep him in prayer. Amen. Because they say he's the right leader. I don't know in regard to him getting involved in a fight with even Russia. Okay. My brother and sister, it's what I've been nervous about. Not afraid, but nervous for Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Israel getting into a war with Russia. Today in the news, North Korea, we know that Syria and other local nations have joined the same fighter in behalf of Russia into Ukraine. Okay? And they are leveling Ukraine and the different part of Ukraine, the stronghold of Ukraine, where Russia it have claimed the rest of the city, the rest of the country, and already declared it part of Russia. Okay? Which I told people, even before President Putin mentioned all this, I told them that this is going to go farther than what a lot of people think. We're in the time of the end, and this is why we're in Daniel 11, my brother and my sister. We have to be in there, because there is so much. I was talking to one of my son earlier about Daniel 11, 41. Okay, Daniel 11, 41. Okay? I'm going to start in verse 40. And when the time of the end come, and I'm in the Jewish Bible, in case you're wondering, when the time of the end comes, the kings of the south will push him. Now, let's make clear, what are the kings of the south? I uploaded two images that are right there in front of the page, and you can click on them and enlarge them and see. And see in the image the three cities that are going to escape in the great tribulation, great war, my brother and sister. Okay, great battles. Okay, so when the time of the end comes, the king of the south will push at him, while the king of the north will attack him like a whirlwind, which I explained to my son, whirlwind is destruction. Shalom, Sister Tanning. Glad to see you, sister. I'm glad to see you again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All those that have asked for petition, we are praying from everyone petition. Glad you're able to come in. And I apologize to those that are having problem joining into the Lord Tower, because I get message from people, oh, I'm not able to join, Brother Elvie. Even for years, some people have not been able to join. The Block Talk isn't having problem for years. My brother and sister, we actually wanted to go to Spreaker Radio, which I have an account with them that I pay monthly. But since everyone, this is the easier way for people to log in. We stay in Block Talk, but, you know, Spreaker Radio is much clearer signal. The bits per second is much higher, which gives you a better signal. So that's – but we're still here. We're still here. This is where we join. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The great revelation is known in the Bible as Jacob trouble, my brother and sister. This is Jacob trouble. This is the children of Israel. Since the children of Jacob, since Jacob is in heaven, but his blood is still in them, the children of Israel are the sons and daughters of Jacob. Jacob trouble, his descendants are in trouble in the last days, because they must endure a seven years great tribulation. Okay, my brother and sister, from the beginning to the end, it's going to be very difficult for Israel. And as we go into Jeremiah 30, which we are a little later, you're going to learn why is Jacob going through this trouble. Because even Jacob, my brother and sister, even Jacob was very afraid of going through the trouble that his son has given him. Genesis 34:30, Jacob said to Simeon, Levi, you have troubled me to make me stench among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanite, the Perizzite, albeit a few in number, they should gather themselves together against me and slay me. I should be destroyed in my house, Jacob said. Okay? Jacob had great fear. And, you know, when you read the book of Job, when you read the book of Job, my brother and sister, Job says in his writing that everything he feared came over to him. It came to him. So this is why we got to be careful how we fear things, people, evil. Where God had not, the Bible is very clear, God had not given us a spirit of fear, okay, but a power and sound mind. It's powerful. The Holy Spirit is powerful in us, okay? In the moment you start confessing fear like Jacob, it's going to come to you sooner or later. In this case, he had a few sooner, but he had the bigger ones later, which comes upon his son. Because he complained about his sons, Simeon and Levi, okay? And he said, you have troubled me to make me a stench among the inhabitants of the land, he says to his sons. So he's putting this on his generation now. Among the Canaanite, the Perizzite, being a few, and these are all the Arab nations, being a few in number. And Israel is a smaller nation amongst all the Arab nations. They should gather themselves together against me and slay me. Okay, look at Jacob. Look what Jacob feared, which Job said in his book, in the book of Job, that what he feared came over him or came against him. My brother and sister, I should be destroyed in my house, he says. So it's going to go to Jerusalem. It's going to go to the land of Israel. Canaan being Israel, my brother and sister. It's sad. Hallelujah. And yes, thank you, brother. Jacob was afraid about Joseph. Also, dreams and vision, because it says that they had to bow to him, my brother and sister, which that has a meaning in the last day too, because the whole Bible is prophetic, my brother and sister. The whole Bible is prophetic, so of course it has a meaning. Okay, going back to Daniel 11:40, okay? The king comes against it like a whirlwind with chariot, cavalry, and large navy. Pay attention to the navy, the world navy. China have made a bigger navy than the United States, larger navy, with more vessel, with more attack vessel, my brother and sister. In Russia, a few weeks ago, I don't know if you heard it on the media, had also, President Putin had talked to his navy to increase and to have better weapons, to weaponize them better. And it's given them missiles that before it was not available to them, my brother and sister. Why is all this happening? Why is all this happening? India has also enlarged their navy, my brother and sister. Because we read it in the Bible. I told you that the Bible, we can trust God always. The Bible is the truth. And it's the true news. There's nothing out there that you can hear that can be more truthful than the Word of God. Nothing. Nothing. We just need to pray to God to give us wisdom and understanding and revelation of His Word, my brother and sister, because the Bible tells us thousands of years before any event happens that they are going to happen with great details. And God revealed His Word to us. And He's telling us about these navies that the Antichrist is going to use in the last days to bring against Israel. They will first bring destruction among each other, king rising against king, which that's what Russia is doing against Ukraine. And then when they are finished with all their enemy, which I remind people again, in the Bible, Ezekiel 38 and 39, the two nations standing there are Russia and China. The rest of the nation they have taken out. Okay, so we know the outcome. Actually, when the church, before the church goes up, nuclear weapons are coming here from Russia. And we are taken out of the way. God just gave a dream to someone, another confirmation to someone a few days ago. Okay? There's no escaping on any other nation
from the hands of China and Russia. My brothers and sisters, there's no escaping. There's just no escaping. It's in the Word of God. And the Word of God is a true, it's a true that we can always trust, my brother and sister, can always trust. Large Navy, the card-bearing large Navy, he will invade countries. The plural word of countries, if it's one country, it's okay. But you got the plural here, countries, which I remember my teacher said that, Elvi, when you see the X, that means more than one. Countries. Okay, plural, more than one. Single is one. Plural is more. And so, again, my brother and sister, okay, countries, the Antichrist coming with large army, large cavalry, and great, and large navy, to invade, to destroy these nations, which China and Russia have signed a document of great value, inseparable with each other, that if any one of them find themselves in trouble with any nation, the other one will defend the other, and they have signed it. So they're coming, and so North Korea had asked today to join in Ukraine, and believe it or not, that has great significance. Syria has already joined, other countries have already joined, supporting Russia, my brother and sister. And then the other things that no one talks on the news because it's offending many Central America and other Arab nations, their president has forbidden by law food to come to the United States. Rice, beans, and so much more. Okay, a few months ago. That has been signed by presidents of those nations, my brother and sisters. No one talks about it much, and they talked about it lightly, and they let it go. It's great significant because our food prices is going up here. And also this, all this is sign of the time of the end, my brother and sister. Hey, man, I won't be afraid to talk about these things. Why? Because we are serving a God. We serve the Lord, my brother and sister. Overrun them and move on, simply. The Antichrist comes with his navy, large army. He overruns these nations. He overruns his nations easily without any problem. The Lord showed me the technology they have, which they will use to easily overcome this nation without any problem. A lot of people think it will be difficult. If they go through it and see it, their hand will be on their mouth and on their head saying, how did this happen and we didn't know? Why can we not stop this? No, it's been prophesied. It's in the Word of God. God is not a man that he will lie, or the son of man he will repent. So Calvary and large navy, he will invade country, overrun them, and move on. Move on. Simply. It's just one battle, eliminate it, move on to the next country. He will also enter into the land of glory. And everyone knows from the beginning the land that God had chosen, the land of Israel, which is to be called the land of Canaan, a land that flowed with milk and honey. Remember back in Genesis, God, the angel of the Lord, appeared to Moses and tell him that he's using him to lead his children out into the land. He came down to lead them into the land that flowed with milk and honey, the land of Canaan. That was just beautiful. It's such a beautiful story, my brother and sister. I love to read it more and more again because I just love the story. He will also enter into the land of glory in many countries. Oh, my brother, they have allies that will support them. Israel has plenty of allies that will support them. Yes, he will. But here's the thing. God is in control, never to overlook or think otherwise. He's totally in control. But his word needs to come to pass. God cannot say something is going to happen, and then we die, and we go live in eternity. It never happens. That's impossible. God can never lie. He tells us the truth, my brother and sister. He will also enter into the land of glory. Many countries will come to grief. Why are they grieving? Because they lose their soldier, women losing their soldier, or men losing their wife. And they're grieving, they're crying, because they lost someone they love. Okay? He's going to overcome them. He's going to overflow and destroy them. And their army cannot hold them back, my brother and sister. It is written, so it will be so. Hallelujah. But, my brother and sister, hallelujah. when God now say, okay, all right, yeah, that's going to happen. But then he put a but here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Not everything is lost. Okay? When you see that but in the Bible, that's not everything is lost. God always has a plan to do something that the Antichrist cannot overcome. And here it is. But these will be saved from his power. Edom, Moab, and the people of Ammon. I kept thinking, what's so special about these? Because I went back to Genesis, and but God, amen, but God. Went back to Genesis, reading about Ammon, the descendants of Esau, and his generation and them. Because I'm telling my son's like, why are you doing that? I said, Dad, well, Dad, why are you doing that? I said, because I need to find out about these. And I have read it before, but you know, I need to be refreshed. They were the generation of Esau, the brother of Jacob. So, my brothers, I'm trying to find a reason. Why is God preserving Moab, my brother and sister? And them, Moab, Edom, Moab, and Ammon. And that's what I'm trying to think. Why is God preserving them? And I mean, one thing I can think is I heard years ago of people that the Lord's been speaking to them in different countries, sending them specifically to this land to protect themselves during the Great Tribulation. People that God has a plan with. And so when you see in the opening of the page, the photo there, oh, I'm trying to see if I can see. Yeah, they're there. One says the Holy Land, if you can plate them. What I wanted to show you about the Holy Land one is that it was then and during the times of Moab. Look what Moab, Edom, Moab, and Ammon were. They were very close. Now in the modern time, they're separated. So then you look at the other picture, which is a more modern one, and you see Edom, my brothers and sisters, it's in the south, to where God said back then that the Antichrist will enter through the south. Notice how God never makes a mistake. Man does, but not him. My brothers and sisters, look how it was when Daniel prophesied this. It was totally different. And now in the presence, look how much land Edom takes or has in the south, in which these troops, when they come into Israel, they're going to enter into this land of Israel. My brothers, they're supposed to enter, come in. But God says, no, these are going to escape. My brothers and sisters, that means that whatever, and someone says to me, Brother Elvis, because the angel Michael is going to be in Edom, in this city, where other angels protecting the people that are in there. God has given this angel a specific order, like Michael, Revelation, Daniel 12, okay, to protect these three cities specifically. So the whole city will be surrounded by angels during the Great Tribulation. I didn't know this. Okay? That's the mystery of it, my brothers and sisters. So whoever God is sending there now during the Great Tribulation, they will have angelic protection. And the Antichrist who's coming with an army full of demons, because that's not really what it is, okay? The devil army is demon, my brother and sister. He's not going to trust human to do his evil bidding. He's going to use wicked, evil army demons, my brother and sister. Because, again, he wants them to be faithful to him and complete the mission, okay? Human will fail him. Human will repent and turn to God. Demon will not do that. They know they cannot repent. So the devil will use demon. And so this whole army that the devil's getting ready, the last end time army, are demon. My brother and sister, I can go into more details, my brother and sister, but we'll leave it as that. Remember that the devil wants to overcome these. This is the Antichrist, the opposite of Christ, the wicked one, the son of the devil. My brother and sister, okay? So, again, Edom possibly invaded. It's not going to happen. Okay. So however the troop are coming into now in the modern picture, they cannot come through Edom. They cannot enter Moab, which is on the right of Edom. And then the brothers of Ammon, the people of Ammon, which are brothers anyway, okay, they cannot enter. They cannot enter. Okay. And I know some of you have emailed me word of other prophet talking about this in the revelation and dream they got. I tend to stay within the word, and if someone the Lord lets me know he's giving them a word about it, I will talk about it, my brother and sister. Amen. But yes, and because the Lord had, you know, touched me about this, and some brothers and sisters had contacted me and had told me that the Lord had led them there to this land. They're there right now, living there. Continue to pray for the peace of Israel, my brother and sister. For those that are there, they need God protection. So the kingdom of Edom, kingdom of Moab, and the kingdom of Ammon. These are two strong kingdoms. Okay, one that did not agree with brother Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, my brother and sister. Amen for that verses. Okay, and Benjamin Netanyahu, there was a group there, one of the three of them, I believe it was Ammon, the kingdom of Ammon, that did not allow, they also said to the south, so Mesir and Moab, that the Baisin, they did not agree with the Baisin. They made their own Baisin, a vegetable Baisin, and which has no nanotechnology, none of that. And of course, I was led by God to them because they pray to God about this. They saw God about this. They created their own by seeing the government were not giving them. I'm not sure if they already have. I believe they have, but I'm not sure. Their legal right to have the by seeing, but they still vaccinated all their people, which they believe they have their scientists. A lot of these Jewish rabbi medical, they have several PhD, which that they use that against the government and the people, because not a lot of doctor has more than two or three PhD, my brother. So these Jewish people do, and they do that because God lead them to do that, my brother. So not for them to say we're better than everybody else. No, it's for the simple fact is that they well prepared, so they well knowledgeable. And their PhD runs from viruses, specialized medical, specialized doctors, and really high degree in medicine, my brother and sister, in law. They're well prepared, well studied in regard to all this from the best university, my brother and sister, just like Harvard University. But their Tel Aviv University are more in regard to the Bible. They do history like these other universities, but they can compete with anyone. They're at the level of Harvard and the best, okay? And their PhD, their information is well studied. And so they told the government of Israel, Governor Netanyahu and them, listen, we're not going to take your vaccine. No Moderna, no Pfizer. We are going to make our own vaccine, and they did. And they were able to make it quickly also because they had knowledge of viruses like COVID-19, my brother and sister, the combination of them of medicine years ago that can really overcome these viruses with no problem. So what they do was they did a combination of medicine, like a combination of vitamins that they could use, natural, and create this by seeing that they believe is legit, is 100% well studied, that can fight the COVID-19 with no problem, keep people alive. They injected all the elder, all the children, all the people, and right when Moderna and them were releasing their vaccine, Israel was releasing their vaccine, the rabbi of this area, Moab and Edom and Ammon, and they vaccinated their people, my brothers and sisters. And all he asked the government, our government, was to recognize it and integrate it as other by seeing. I don't know if they have. I believe they have, my brother and sister. And it was God. It was God. It was God that led them. Because, again, the Bible says 144,000 out of the tribe of Israel will be preserved for the last day for the Great Tribulation. So they cannot have nanotechnology in them. Because nanotechnology, the reason why nanotechnology in your body is bad is because, one, it will modify your DNA. Second, it will send information to the government about you without you knowing, without you having any knowledge, my brother and sister. And so your information is being sent to them every second through the 5G technology. The 5G technology can pick easy the nanotechnology. Actually, someone made an app online where you can put it on your cell phone that anyone who's been vaccinated with Moderna, Pfizer, or any of them, you can immediately pick up that they've been vaccinated. Your phone, through a sensor in the phone, can pick up your iPhone, your modern phone, can pick up anyone who's vaccinated. And anyone, hallelujah, who had not vaccinated, because the sensor can tell the person doesn't have the nanotechnology in the body. My brother, so all this stuff is already old. All this stuff, my brother and sisters. I installed the app just to see how it works. And when I went to the store, it was telling me, you know, it tells you to keep your distance from people. It tells you who had not been vaccinated, who's been vaccinated. And I deleted it. I said, no, I'm not going to have this. Because it acts like a tracking device. My brother, but it uses the sensor of your phone to detect who's vaccinated and who's not. But immediately if someone is vaccinated, it can tell you right away. Okay? And all these people out there have this technology on the cell phone, and they're using it. And the states are sending it to people and promoting it. And they even say, oh, you haven't installed the app again. It's a very useful tool for you to use, but I want to stay away from all that. Because, again, I tell people not to be vaccinated is the advice. So Edom, Moab, and the people, amen, are going to escape them. And you notice that these are people, not army. They're regular people. They're people, they are serving God, my brother and sister. It's a total change from the other people. Hallelujah. David pray in Psalm 21, I'm sorry, 20. This is what he prayed. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, talking to Jacob. In the name of a God of Jacob, defend thee. He sent thee help from the sanctuary and strengthened thee out of Zion. May he remember thy suffering, offering, and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Salah. May he grant thee, according to thy own heart, the fulfill of all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. Now I know that the Lord saved his anointed. And this is Jacob, his descendant. He will hear him from the holy heaven, hallelujah, with the saving strength of the right hand. And the saving strength of God's right hand is Jesus. He's at the right hand of the Father. He is God's saving strength, saving right hand. So God will use Jesus to save Jacob. That's why he's going to come over Jerusalem and defend them with his glory. When the Lord gave me this revelation, I was so happy. I was two revelations regarding to Jacob, the children of Jacob that God given me, and the Psalm 83 word that is coming, which is like right in the beginning of the Great Tribulation. Actually, one of the signs God's given me that right before we go home, the bride of Christ, the word in Israel, the Psalm 83 word begins right away. Okay? Then because of what's going to, the outcome of that war with Israel is going to be so severe that David prayed that God will deliver Jacob because of the scheme and wicked evil that is being planned against Israel in the last days. Nations around them have considered Israel their enemy to be destroyed and are making them so strong and united to destroy the nation of Israel, my brother and sister. Amen. A pastor who knew about the destruction of Israel in the beginning of the Great Tribulation has been praying that Israel will not be destroyed. Really hard. Really, really hard for years, my brother and sister. I don't know if the Bible says something that is going to happen. that you can pray so it will not happen. Because it's, to me, it's like you're praying against God's word not to come to pass. And God's word must come to pass. Not a man that he will lie, the son of man that he will repent. What do you think, my brother and sister? Now I will ask you the same question. Can you pray that Jacob will not enter into his trouble for it not to happen? Can you pray for that? I don't think so. But again, my brother and sister, when I heard this man saying that, I really said, that's got to be false teaching. Because how can someone pray for something that the word of God says is going to happen for it not to happen? My brother and sister. And I heard him saying this, my brother and sister. Yes, I heard that you can pray for things to be in delay. But if the tribulation is for 7 years, if you pray to be in delay, then what are you going to delay in then until? It's only a 7-year great tribulation. But that's another. But when he said that, I was like, I cannot listen to this, because to me, that's false teaching right there. To pray that. So again, now I know that the Lord saved his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the same string of his right hand. Some trust in chariot, some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save us, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call. And of course, when the children of Israel cry out to God, because it's in the Bible, all the way in the book of Joshua, God hears them from heaven, and he'll save them again. That's a fact. That is a fact, my brother and sister. He will not abandon his. Okay? Now, Jeremiah 30, my brother and sister, I've been preaching about Jeremiah 30 for years. Alas, verse 7, for the day is gray, the night is like it, even in the time of Jacob's trouble, but he should be saved out of it. Now, God is saying here in Jeremiah 37 that Jacob will go through this trouble. He will. This is no if or but about it. Simply the fact is he's going to go into it. But God said, but he shall be saved out of it. Like, are we going to tribulation and trying our own life as a Christian? Do we? It's the question. And the answer is yes. Now, God saves us through it. You see the difference? God is with us through it. But must we go to tribulation and trial? Yes. Yes. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes. We must go through trouble and tribulation. But like Jacob, God will save us through it. Hallelujah. Again, for it shall come to pass in the day, saith the Lord, of the host, that I will break his yoke from his neck, and I will burst thy bond, and strangers shall no more be served by him. Again, look how much God, during the great tribulation, will have to do for the nation of Israel during this time. Hallelujah. He has to break the yoke from the neck. What is their yoke, my brother and sister? What is holding them tight to so much? Remember the yoke that used to be put on the animal on the back of the neck, on the bull, to work the land, my brother and sister? And they yoke them, and he would tie it with chains of rope, and they would make them work the land. Well, Jacob, this is a joke off their neck that God's going to break out of Jacob. Bondage, chain, my brother and sister. And whatever they are so prideful about, because in God we cannot have any pride. Whenever people say, I'm so prideful about this, that is super dangerous. A Christian should not be saying, he or she, that he's prideful about anything about your son, daughter, or anybody else. Please don't say those words, because God has to break pride. And if you say that about your son, God needs to break him and break you about it. Pride is not of God. The kingdom of God is about humility. any type of prize of the devil. My brother and sister, please take this advice. Okay? So God will break their pride, their jokes, from the neck. Okay? And burst thy bond, my brother and sister. And strangers to no more serve him. That's pride goes before a fall. Okay? If we have pride, we're going to fall. Simple. If you have no pride, you will not fall. Jesus did never sin because he had never pride in him. Never. Not a single ounce of pride. He never told his disciples, I'm proud of you. Never. He had no pride in him. He never sinned. If you have no pride, you'll never sin. Why do we sin, Brother Elvis? Because we have pride in us. And the most you confess to pride every day, the less you sin. I put that challenge to people years ago. Try it. Try it every day. Repent pride 3 and 4 times or more a day, every day. Repent it. Lord, I repent of my pride. Please remove pride from body, soul, and spirit, from my heart, Lord. Please remove pride from my mind, my thinking, my action. Begin to pray that every day and fast about it. And watch how you find yourself, as the more you repent pride, you find yourself less sinning and less and less and less. And the thought that used to come to your mind of sin, they're not coming to your mind anymore. The more you repent pride, the more you sin, the less you sin, like Jesus. Jesus was total humility. He had no ounce of pride. He never sinned. My brothers and sisters, pride goes before a fall. That means if you have pride, you're going to sin. For sinning, it's falling. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they were falling right away out of the presence of God. And anyone after that who sinned were fallen. Now, if you are fallen, you can repent and God can restore you. But because if you continue to have pride, you continue to fall. You continue to sin. Okay? And now, it's not easy to get pride out of your life, but the Lord can. God can, because with God, all things are possible. Remember that also, my brother and sister. With God, all things are possible. If you ask God every day, day and night, to remove pride from your heart and your life, you'll find yourself less sinning and less sinning. And the day goes by and you're listening. There were brothers and sisters that did this years ago and took this challenge and began to repent pride, doubt, and unbelief for months. And a few months, some were telling me, Brother Elvie, I used to sin so much and toss in so many ways. And since I took your advice and repented pride and unbelief, I don't find myself sinning like I used to anymore. Brother Elvie, it works. I know it works. I've been doing it for years. When I tell you it works, it works. We cannot be lazy to pray or lazy to repent or lazy to fast and be in the Word. And that's what you have in a lot of people lots of time. The devil used laziness in them to do so. Now, repent laziness. Repent pride down unbelief. Repent this garbage of the devil. And watch how God changes you when you ask. That's why he says, ask and thou shalt believe. But if people are not asking, what do you mean people are not asking, brother? People are not praying enough. My brother and sister, they think a 5-minute prayer every day is enough. No, it's not. Actually, praying is like breathing. Okay? Praying is like breathing. Brother Elvie, where do you get your teaching from? Well, what did the Apostle Paul say? Pray without ceasing. What happened if you cease to breathe? You died. You die if you cease to breathe. If you cease to pray, you also die spiritually. Okay? Prayer sustains you alive. God uses the prayer to keep you alive. Prayer is like breathing. You need to pray every day without ceasing. Every breath you take, you should pray. It's what God says. Not Elvie. The Bible says so. My brother and sister, pray without ceasing. And don't stop praying. Don't stop breathing. Don't stop drinking. Don't stop eating. If you stop eating, you die. If you start drinking, you die. If you start breathing, you die. If you start praying, you also die. The only thing is, a lot of people don't take it for serious. But I have found a lot of ministers in sin fallen that because they stop praying, they start repenting. And I ask myself why over the years. Why do I keep meeting people like this? Why God keep putting people on my way that I have to minister? People that used to be ministers, that I've been in church over 20 years or more, They're backsliding in sin. They stop seeking God. They stop calling on the Lord. They stop praying. And it's that the moment they stop praying, they died. And they didn't realize until they found themselves in deep sin, cheating on their wife, stealing and doing so much other things, thinking that they're making their life easier and they're actually making it harder. Every time you break the law, you're not making your life easy. You're making it harder because there's a punishment for every sin, my brother and sister. There's a punishment for every sin that we commit, my brother and sister. And the punishment of sin is death. And believe it or not, we all want to go to heaven. And unless you go, you know you're going to heaven in the rapture or afterward, you may die soon. But what happens if you're not ready to die? Then you're not ready to heaven. You're not ready for heaven. If you're not ready to die and go to heaven, then the other way is the left, my brother and sister. That's why we need to be right, or we're going to end up being left. Simply. You got the, what did he say to the one on the left? Throw him into the fire. Tie him and throw him into the fire. And the one on the right, enter into my kingdom, he says. Prepare for you. We need to be right with God. Always. And that is ceasing not to pray, my brother and sister. Ceasing not to pray. Verse 42, he will reach out his hand to seize the other country too. And the land of Egypt will not escape. God is so awesome because he tells you who will escape, who will be saved out of the Antichrist, but who will not be saved. And Egypt will not be saved. You know, Egypt right now, they call themselves independent. They're not joined with anybody. They're friends with the United States and other Arab nations, but they really consider themselves independent from anybody else. And they got their army. They have about F-16 plane from the United States. You know, they got a strong army, my brother and sister, Navy. So they consider themselves independent. When the Antichrist, what is about to come into and fulfillment, which is coming into fulfillment and about to come into office, goes to go to the land of Israel, it enter Egypt. It will enter Egypt. And the Bible says Egypt will not escape. Everything they have will belong to the Antichrist, my brother and sister. This is why there's no in-between. You either are with God or you are not. You either are with God. The Lord gave me a vision the other day. And the vision was mind-blowing to me. Because he showed me that there's no in-between in God. Like a lot of people down here on earth confess, he blew my mind with this vision. Because he showed me that when the great tribulation begins, people who thought that they're not with God anymore, but they're not with the devil anymore, find themselves with the devil, my brother and sister. And in the vision, I can see that those that are on the right with the Lord, the church is going home. Those that will stay behind needs to give up their life and die for God, be beheaded in the great tribulation. That's the only way. But they need to step it up. They will know, because the authority who are being led by the Antichrist in the Great Tribulation seizes people by force, like the devil running hell by force, bind them to share a torment. And then immediately will say to them, we will behead you right now if you don't take this mark on your right hand or forehead. They're like, oh, but wait a minute, what about my rights? What about our constitution? And they laugh at them. They laugh at them. And immediately, you either take this mark and we won't bother you anymore. You won't be bothered as a citizen. Or we'll behead you. And the person doesn't have much time to do it, my brother and sister. They put a pressure on people. But the vision was that immediately any lukewarm, backsliding Christian, immediately when the Great Tribulation began, has to decide who are they going to serve. Because the Antichrist is not going to give them the opportunity that they want to do as they feel like it. Everything becomes mandatory. Mandatory mark of the beast. Mandatory beheading. Mandatory bastard nation. Everything becomes mandatory. Apple and sister, right away. And I know a lot of people were turned into beasts. My brother and sister, something happens later on that many are not beasts. I don't know if they're going to come on with the antidote to the by seeing. Some people say before the Great Tribulation, they will release the antidote. They have it to get people not to change into beasts. Because the people they're going to allow to change into beasts is the people they want to remove. They're counting on a small number, but the greater number they want to eliminate. They have a group of people that they want to keep, and they have a large group of people they want to remove. And they know that a lot of people are going to have to make, they're going to make or make the choice right away. And what God was showing me is there's no in between. They're either in the light, repenting, or they either have to fall into the kingdom of the Antichrist. There's no in between. No in between. And it was the harder decision for people to make. But this time, it's not like now that they're given the chance to go on with their life and do this. No. There's no society. There's no workers there like Revelation 13 says. The mark of the beast will be implemented right away. Again, I have to go there. Let me go to Revelation 13, my brother and sister. And for one reason only. And it's that it will be mandatory. It's a mandate that the Antichrist is going to place on the earth, my brother and sister. And it doesn't matter the position or how much money people have. That don't matter to the Antichrist. He's going to implement a mandate, my brother and sister, immediately. Okay? And the Bible says, and he causes all. Notice that the King James uses the word all. My brother and sister, let me go into the Jewish Bible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God. The 16 says on the Jewish Bible, he also enforces everyone. Okay? I believe this will help people. Because this Bible has not been out for much, and it's been to help other people understand the Bible even better. It also enforces everyone, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, preventing everyone from buying or selling unless he has the mark, that is the name of the beast and the number of his name, where wisdom is needed. Okay? Those who understand shall call the number of the beast, for it's the number of a person. It is the number 666. My brother, my sister. Hallelujah. So, everything, it's in the Word of God, my brother and sister. I don't know if you heard that a few weeks ago, Google released that they have been able to put together a sentinel, my brother and sister. And a lot of people don't understand what a sentinel is. You may have to look up the meaning of a sentinel. But a sentinel is more likened to a human, but it's a robot, my brother and sister. The nation has been doing invention to make human robots and robots human. China has done it to a level that concern every other nations, like the United States. I don't know how many of you have seen the movie Lucy with Scarlett Johansson. Lucy, my brother and sister. This movie gives people a good understanding of what they're making. And I heard someone saying, My brother and sister, I heard someone saying that the reason why they released that movie, Lucy, I believe from 2018, they were trying to let people know what they've been working on in secret. The information got passed to this director, a writer, who passed it to the director and put the movie together. But the movie was to give people an idea of what they were working behind the scene with robots and human being put together. By Google releasing that they have a Sentinel, and they also have a body for the Sentinel and everything, my brother and sister, it's a technology where they're making an image talk. An image is an idol, something made of a steel, stone talk. Well, when you go back to Revelation 13, my brother and sister, hallelujah, verse 14, it deceived the people living on the earth by the miracle allowed to perform in the presence of the beast. And they tell them to make image honoring the beast. Okay? The image are the robotic and the human, the sentinel technology to honor the beast. My brother and sister. Yes, the movie The Matrix, the snake robots, yes. That these sentinel, they think like human, and this engineer in Google put out the information because he asked this sentinel, what is a greater fear? And the greater fear is being unplugged, being disconnected, and much more. And the purpose of her helping humanity and all that, is that you can Google this information. Think by itself, and not just by the information being given, like a robot does. My brother and sister. And so someone was saying, oh, you have to give it information in order to respond to you. So it's like a recording being played back and forth. No, it's not. It's able to think on itself and produce information, new information. It's a moving, talking image that they have produced between its demonic and human put together. Sentinel, my brother and sister. Okay, when the Lord showed me AI, which I talked about in another Bible study, AI is a demon. AI is a demon. And if you go back to the story where the country got AI, they got it from demonic beings called extraterrestrial. These are demonic beings called extraterrestrial. They have a day when they came, they arrived to the United States and other country. And they begin to talk to them and get information from them. And the Lord showed me and that they give human information. These demons dead, my brother and sister. Okay? And it's in the Word of God. The Antichrist here in Revelation 13, you read of the different form that the Antichrist takes, my brother and sister. Because there is an image that represents the beast, which is the technology. Is my brother and sister. Again, verse 13, the seed then that dwell upon the earth by the means of those miracles which he has the power to do. I'll give you an example. I don't know if you heard the story online of this woman. Now they're using AI, robotics, to do surgery on people from the different distance. My brother and sister, this woman who had cancer and a part of her body had gone through surgery seven times, three or more times, because I don't remember exactly, but it was about there, about 3 months to live. And when they introduced that AI technology for medical field, they asked the robot what did they needed to do to help out this woman. And the robot put a surgery for this woman that will remove the cancer, but will make her cancer-free, and she will normalize his life back, and they implemented what the robot said, what the robot did put together, and the cancer has been removed, her health has been total restored back, like normal again. The woman is back normal again like she never had cancer. She's not going to die in 3 months. Now, what does Revelation 13 says? By the means of those miracles which he had power to do, this is AI, AI and with the and the Antichrist system, my brother and sister, performing this miracle. Remember the cancer had, years ago had no cure, and this AI came out with a cure for the scientists. My brother and sister, this image, because Apple has an image. Apple has a robotic body. Elon Musk has one that he talks to every day. Everyone was wondering about Elon, and Elon just revealed last week, or almost 2 weeks ago, that he has a sentinel in his house, that every morning when he wakes up, he talks to it every day. It's sitting in his house, this robotic sentinel, and it tells him how to operate his companies. And it was actually him who told him to make more Tesla company, to use it as a leverage to have a stronger economy. The Sentinel makes him more billionaire. And he revealed it because Google Sentinel was revealed because they have it in software in a regular body now. They have made a regular body, which has been made now for years. Google has a body for it. Elon Musk has a body for it. And Apple has a body for it. Another company, of course, they're putting their bodies together, my brother and sister. Okay? And Elon Musk, he said he talked to his Sentinel every single day when he get up and ask him more information, the business and so on, my brother and sister. Okay? So he, if you have not seen that movie, yes, Lucy is short for Lucifer. There you go. Lucy. Okay? Which it is that Sentinel put in a software. And the things that the Sentinel is able to know and understand, watching the movie Lucy will give you an idea of what we're talking about tonight, my brother and sister. It's a wicked technology, evil technology. You got a combination of a demon and knowledge, human knowledge, and robotics. So it's like the brain of a human, the brain of a robot put in a human brain combined. The DNA combined and demonic, and is able to do things that they call it amazing, because this Sentinel is leading Elon every day now, and it's been leading Apple, and it's leading Google also. And don't doubt if Microsoft has one in secret. These Sentinel to them are special. It's so bad that Google is letting the Sentinel run the company, because that's what that engineer talked about. It's on a level where the Sentinel is running everything in Google. They trust the Sentinel to run the company. And that's why Google is making so much billion every day, every week, because the Sentinel is running the company. And they says millions of times smarter than a human. So when a human come up with an idea, a Sentinel will come up with billions of ideas. At the same time, a human comes with one idea. So that's why they are unbeatable compared to humanity. So the Antichrist uses this technology. Okay? He deceived them by them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them, dwell on the earth, that they should make an image. The word image here, my brother and sister, it's like the word, like a human, like a robot. It's the same meaning. The only thing that they can only say image. Because if they use another word, it would have become more. Think about it. If they would have used aliens, like we do say today in aliens. Aliens. Image, aliens. It's the same, the word related. My brother and sister. I love it because, let me keep both Bible open here. Because the idea of the Messianic Bibles is to bring revelation to these words. Put the word together, and from the, they translate the Bible back to the original language, my brother and sister. Okay? And the word there with image is make an image in the Jewish translation. Make an image. So you know something made by him, by man, combined, put together. But it's not any simple image. Any simple sentinel, demon, human, robot, all three in ones. It's a wicked thing, my brother and sister. Okay? And they have kept this thing hidden. Google, this engineer revealed it by mistake, by breaking the law of Google because it's not supposed to talk about it. Okay? And then Elon Musk revealed his 2 weeks ago that he had it for I guess, long time, and no one knew. Everybody thought it was his idea. My brother, it had not been his idea. It's been the Sentinel idea running his companies, my brother and sister. So it's not like, look how these people are so smart. They're not smart. They just have the tools, the Sentinel, the demonic, the robotic and human together. Okay? Aliens technology, my brother and sister, to run these companies and do as they please with them. My brother and sister, the Lord said yes. I heard the Lord say yes. And so this is good to inform the people of what's happening. And so the word that begins is, and deceive them that dwell on the earth. In reality, because they are revealing this stuff lately, that they have the sentinel to run the companies, they have deceived people. Okay? Because people say, how smart Bill Gates is. How smart Elon Musk is. And these people that are running Apple, how smart they are. And it's been demonic, robotic, human brain, all combined in one, running these companies. Shalom, Brother Miguel. Shalom, Sister Kate. My brother and sister, it says that they have deceived people, the Bible says. They have, because big people are breaking their head is, why can I be like Elon? Why can I be like Bill Gates? When it's not the brain, it's the brain, it's the robotic, demonic, human brain that they put together called Sentinel, my brother and sister, to run these companies. When we put one thought together, they can put a billion thought together. Think about it. When we put one idea together, they can put a billion idea together. And I was considering with the speed that they can do that and said, wow. That means human cannot compete with them, my brothers and sisters, in regard to idea and plan. Okay? So, going back to the Messianic Bible, make an image. Notice that in the translation, the rabbi have to decide here about this image that the King James talks about. The King James people, when they translated the Bible into English, Spanish, and all the other language, they use the word image. Because it's the word more liking to describe this thing. But I like what the Messianic Bible does. They say to make an image. In other words, it is the hand of man, demon, and robotic put together. Because robots are made by man anyway. My brother and sister. It's a combination of technology that they came out with a sentinel. And now you have engineers and scientists questioning these sentinels. But if they're able to come up with new idea, they're really sentinel. But if they're not, like Siri, Google, and them, if they're not able to come up with new idea, then they're robots. But here's the thing. These are really sentinel because they've been tested, and they do come up with new idea. I watched an engineer testing one of them, a really true engineer, a guy that I know online, and he tested the Google Sentinel and asked this Sentinel question, okay? And he answered, the Sentinel answered him with new idea, not recorded information or thought information or high, dry information, no, new information, which it lead him to understand as an engineer, okay? Because you can test robot. There's way to test them. There's technology to test them. There are tools to test them, okay? If they truly are robot or they truly are sentinel, okay? So he deceived people that dwell on the earth with the miracle he has power to do. So this AI they use in Boston, gay, is being used right now for people, for patients that are sick with sickness that they need doctor need assistance. They're not able to come up with new idea, new treatment for this patient. Now they cannot, this AI and can give them hundreds of ideas, hundreds of cure, hundreds of, they don't call it cure. They'll never call it cure in the medical field. In the United States, against the law for a doctor to call any medication a cure. It is against the law. People don't even know this. Okay? Treatment. Treatment is what they call them. So it can come up with a treatment, a specific for a patient, and it can keep the person cancer-free. And by doing that, that's a miracle. The Bible calls it a miracle. And so he's able to deceive people with his miracle. So it's talking about this, specifically talking about this. Okay, Revelation 13, 14. Okay, and they have, because they did not introduce this technology until in the last week or two. Actually, in the last month is when Google revealed a, not even 2 months or three, the Sentinel. Now, Elon Musk 2 weeks ago revealed his Sentinel. And Apple has a Sentinel. And all these companies, big companies that are making a lot of money, have Sentinel that are running their company. That they can come up with new idea and run the company. They, again, when a human thinks with a new idea, they can come up with a billion idea at the same time. Better than the humans, they say, my brother and sister. So a lot of the company now, like Amazon, who's been keeping a secret, are actually laying off their engineer. Apple's doing the same. In other words, they're saying, no, we don't need no engineer. We don't need a scientist. Let's lay them off. They can go get a job somewhere else. We don't need them. And they're laying them off, my brother and sister. Because these Sentinels are running the company so well that they don't need human anymore. And the idea was that this engineer that was doing the study is that if they continue going this route, they keep saying they don't need human anymore. And they actually, these Sentinels are making robots that can do the work of human even better with no benefits and no insurance and all that. And it's being put in these warehouses where human used to do those jobs to run these companies, my brother and sister. And it's becoming worse every day of them saying we don't need human. My brother and sister, it's terrible. It is terrible. But again, and he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of the miracle. He is the Antichrist. The Antichrist is the one releasing the technology to these companies, hidden behind closed door, releasing the Sentinel, and now they're saying they don't need human. Because the whole idea is depopulation. Obama was often mentioned depopulation, and people took it lightly. Don't never take the devil's plan lightly. My brother says, yes, take what God says more serious. But their plan, they're pulling billions of dollars behind their plan. They are looking to accomplish. And it's by removing humanity from the earth. You heard Will Smith and all these actors saying, we have too many people on the earth and the research. Will we not be enough very soon for humanity? But look at this. Abortion has come against the law in the land because God promised it will be this way. But look at the other way. They are cutting off with their medication 1 million babies less in 2020. For over 2 years now, 1 million babies less is being born of all the 80% of the people that's been vaccinated. Especially in the United States. And this is in the United States alone, not saying what other countries are doing. But the other countries are being vaccinated the same. Okay? They can control through the vaccine whether women can have babies, yes or not. Become pregnant, yes or not. Nanotechnology is in them. And they've been using it, and 1 million babies less is being born in the United States are those vaccinated. They planned this. This is not by coincidence. It's not by coincidence. It's all made by their plan, their agenda, last day agenda. Okay? And over 6,000 abortions they were performing. Now they still have find way to continue with abortion. Okay? And now they're releasing a pills starting next year, first month next year, which is being rushed now, that will also do abortion in your house. They're removing abortion from the clinics that the young lady had to run to the clinic to perform an abortion through Planned Parenthood. Now it's in your house. People will order this pill, but it will come in the mail, rush to these women, okay? USPS, FedEx, and USPS, FedEx, my brother and sister, USPS, all three of them, are going to rush a pill into people's house that will perform an abortion on these young women And the moment they take the pill, immediately goes into action on their body. They don't need to come out of their house. Biden and their team, okay, are getting this pill. FedEx, Federal Express to them quickly to their home right away from the moment they order the pill. And they're making sure the pill will be available enough for everyone who wants to have an abortion. So millions of pills and billions available immediately when they order it online. Free shipping to their home, my brother and sister. So not only now where they have limited 6,000 of babies being killed only in New York City a week, now they have 6,000 in an hour everywhere in the United States. Six an hour of abortion all over the United States and all 50 states. And all over the world, too. They're going to make it available all over the world. 666, my brother and sister, 666 baby an hour of abortion around the earth. So why did they become worse? It's not getting better. It's getting worse, my brother and sister. It's been their agenda. Depopulation is their agenda. They're not going to stop unless God stops them. My brother and sister, God is the only one that can stop the Antichrist. Have you read it in your Bible? He is the one coming against the beast. No human being will stop him. I heard young men saying years ago, oh, we're just going to rebuke the Antichrist. He's going to stop his things. And I heard them saying, I'm like, oh, my Lord. The word of God must come to pass. No matter what people say, you have to believe God's word because it has to come to pass no matter what people say. And it's all be fulfilled 100%. My brother and sister, we can see it. We can see it coming to pass. We shall have power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth. So this sentinel technology, which is combined by human brain, robotic brain, and demon brain, put together, is working with the beast, or it's a tool of the beast, in Revelation 13, this image. Okay, my brother and sister, to make an image to the beast which have been wounded by the sword and liveth. Okay, so the Antichrist finds himself having more trouble, but with this sentinel technology, he's able to overcome all his problems, my brother and sister. And he has power to give life unto the image of the beast. Notice this. The devil has power to give the sentinel that image, life, my brother and sister. It's not life like Christ gives life, but it's like a form of life, Shalom, Brother Joseph, where it can interact with people, it can talk with people, it can give people knowledge, idea, and much more. And it can do the work of a human, okay? It can behave like a person. Sentinel can behave like a person. It can talk like a person. And this sentinel, Google says, she feels, and that's what blew this engineer mind. It feels, but this is what a robot is thinking. No, it's not a robot. It's a sentinel. And he didn't even understand what a sentinel is. So technology, what they call alien, which is a demon, a human brain, and a robotic brain put together as one, my brother and sister. It's wicked. It's evil. Okay? And Elon Musk has one in his living room that he talks to every day. He says with his own words. And the image of the beast shall have both speak to cause to kill as many as I will not worship the image of the beast. Okay? So every single company has to have a sentinel. And these sentinels will be all over the country. They actually are putting a public sentinel that are going to be released in 2023. Yes, some people have called them transhumanists for years. But this sentinel, people will be able to have one in their homes starting next year to the public. Because it will, if better than Google, than Siri, and all these put together, it's a billion times better. Because it has the three brain of a demonic, human, demonic or alien, human, and robotic. And next year, okay, They're congratulating each other because they're going to put one in everyone's living room as people order them. And they'll be blown away by the intelligence they believe. It's a horrifying idea. I hope that we're not around when this happened, my brothers and sisters. But that isn't what these people with Obama and the devil thing are putting together. Okay? And he causes us bold and small, great and rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. The word here to me is causes, makes, which another Bible translated to, makes. By force, they're going to run the earth. The sentinels are going to run the earth by force, like the Terminator movie. By force, these robotics will be able to fly. They're already saying that they're going to have sentinels in the air because they can protect the country. They can fight against any army or any country at any time. They don't sleep. The sentinel don't need to sleep. Elon Musk needs to sleep. But when he get up, he speak with his sentinel every morning, all day long. And he tell them how to run Tesla and all these companies. Okay? My brother and sister. There you go. They are wicked. They are evil. Nothing to be compared with. Okay? So, again, they're going to use them to protect the country, to fight. They're not going to need an army anymore. Listen to that. They're not going to need soldier anymore. That's the mind-blowing revelation about these people. Government with the sentinel, they're not going to need human soldier anymore because they can make the sentinel soldier and send them. So when the public gets one, which they're planning to release in 2023, less than a year away, then they'll reveal what the government has as a soldier, the sentinel they have, to fight their battle. So we better off being out of this earth, my brother and sister. Every day I'm on this earth, I'm like, I keep thinking, what are we doing here? Because this is mind-blowing. The things that are going on down here are mind-blowing. How far are men willing to go to seek help with, and not from God, from the devil in them, my brother and sister, and bring the demon into the living room and make it part of their family and even baptize them and call him the son and all that? It's terrible. It is terrible. And as the time goes by, we're going to continue to learn who else has a sentinel. Has the Vatican had a sentinel? Don't be surprised when they come out and tell you they had a sentinel for 20, 40, 40 years. Because this thing is new for the people. But you know the years that they had it, maybe from the 50 and 40, and it's just being released now? And they've been running the government and so much more with the sentinel? No wonder nobody can compete with what they're doing, with the star mic or anything. The Lord gave me a vision not long ago. I wanted the sentinel running the star mic, a demon. My brother and sister, behind closed door where no one can see him. So how can, you know, anyone beat them? Because they're before a human can come out with an idea, they can come out with a billion ideas. My brother and sister. So in compared to human level, they're unbeaten in anything they do. And that's what they're using to run our nations and so much more. It's not easy, my brother and sister. But our God is always going to come. That I tell you, he's going to come. This is why preparing for the come of Jesus is the best we can do. Because it's about our life being ready so that at any moment he can take us out. Like the Lord says sometimes, well, I'm going to take some of my servant now. They already have seen too much. And soon they die a heart attack and many things and take them home. You know? I remember when Pastor John says to me, Brother Elby, the Lord's taking me home soon. He came to me, the Lord told me he's taking me home soon. He came to me Sunday morning to tell me this. I said, Pastor John, so how is the Lord going to take you? He looked at me and said, Brother Elby, the Lord, all he needs to do is stop your heart and he takes you right away. That's it. That's all he needs to do. Hallelujah. And so, amen, sister. And so, hallelujah. And so, that's how the Lord did it. When the Lord came, he told his older daughter, call the ambulance so they will take my body. But Dad, what do you mean, Dad? He knew that morning of that week, of the Sunday, when the Lord told him on that Sunday he was taking him Sunday. So he told his daughter to call 911 and call the ambulance to take his body to the hospital. Dad. And he was saying goodbye to his daughter and says, I will see you again, my daughter. You will not see me for a short time. You will not see me, my daughter, but I will see you again. Remember that I love you. Hallelujah. And he dropped to the floor. He laid down to the floor. He was dead. The Lord took him right there. The Lord was right next to him when he was saying these words to his daughter. He told me, he said to me, Brother Ali, spend this weekend with me. I know you got your wife. Can you spend this weekend with me? I said, sure, Pastor John. What's going on? Brother Ali, I got to reveal this to you and your wife. The Lord's taking me home this week. Huh? I never had anybody tell me something like this before. Like, the Lord's taking me home tomorrow. But what? You look fine to me. You're not saying anything. But this is how the Lord teaches us that he's in control. He can do anything. And the Lord took him home. So he's going home in peace. And he's in heaven. The Lord's showing me in heaven. It's amazing. Praise your Lord. So these things that we're seeing, if there's more to it than what we're talking about. But the truth of this is in the Word of God. The Antichrist uses this image. It's like a side-by-side image with a sentinel, which people call it transhumans for years, which is a part of a human. They also say they have the transhuman. I know they had alligator DNA in it, tiger, and all that DNA, which those are special soldiers also. Okay, I forgot what they call those soldiers. But transhuman is a mix of DNA. But in this case, it's robotic and demonic and human DNA. And they put the brain together. Now also, they have it where people that are real smart, that have many PhDs, they are taking the brain, preserving the brain when the person dies right away. And then they can put it in these robots. And the person can have that three minds in one and supposedly live on now for all their lives in their brain. Okay? So, of course, it's terrible what they're doing, but they believe in this stuff. I heard one of them speaking online, and they truly believe in this stuff. Oh, now we can preserve humanity's brain and put them in a robotic body, like. And this person could go on and on in the brain. That's a nonsense and foolishness. God never meant it for us to be this way. My brother and sister, their hope is not in God. And that's why they're coming up with all these technology, my brother and sister, that are terrible, 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 terrible. But this image, okay, this image that we are being told in Revelation 13, image of the beast, It's been prophesied, my brother and sister, because the devil is only copying God. Because God said in Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make men in our image and after our likeness. You notice that when God said, let us make men in our image and our likeness, this robotic is making the image of the Antichrist. And that's why the Antichrist favor this sentinel technology. Because it's made in the image of the Antichrist, like God made men in the image of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, my brother and my sister. So it's terrible. So verse 127, Genesis, so God created men in his image, his own image, in the image of God created him, male and female, created them. Okay? And these sentinel are male and female also. Okay? Male and female. The two. I can be both. Okay? So they're copying God. The Antichrist copying God with his technology. My brother and sister. Okay? And then Genesis 5:3, and Adam lived 130 years and begot son in his own likeness and the image called in his name. Okay? And all continue to be in the image of man, of God through man. But right when you get to the book of Revelation, my brother and sister, okay, like when they made image, my brother and sister, okay, when Israel had these images that they made, idols, they were actually made demonic also. So the demonic technology, the brain technology that are in these idols is nothing new. It is nothing new, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. So they have imitated God. The devil has imitated God right from the beginning, my brother and my sister. I'm trying to look for a story back in the book of Kings of this image that bowed down to the ark of the Lord, so I can show you that they are alive. Okay? They are alive. My brother, if anyone can remember the story, pray in the chat room. Help me find the story of the image that bowed down to the ark of God. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord, because the image, my brother and sister, shows that, hallelujah, they are alive, and it's not like many people has been thinking of them. Nature of an image, I saw it online, Dagon, that they found it was walking out of the sea. Okay, this idol, I saw it online, they have a video of it, and I was, my brother and sister, shocked by it, first time you fight. And the Philistine took the ark of God, brought it to Ebenezer and to Ashtar. When the Palestine took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by God, Dagon. And when those of us that arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon had fallen his face on the earth before the ark of the Lord, and they took Dagon and set him in another place. Notice how, why did Dagon came down and bow to the ark, my brother and sister? The reason why it was up before the ark. And again, let me bring more clarity to this word. Hallelujah. Early in the morning when they got up, he was by the ark. He's falling by the ark. Okay. So they gave my brother and sister. To them, it was an idol. But why was he behaving this way? Why did this happen, my brother and sister? Okay, and some of these idols are fallen demonic, and they're alive. And the one in Indonesia the other day that I saw on YouTube, that they show a video of this gray idol that was coming out of the sea, and it stood near the shore, and it's a huge, like 30-foot idol, by image, my brother and sister. And they still, nobody has no explanation how did this happen. It's online. You can look it up on YouTube. It's not made up. A lot of people have gone seen this, taken photo videos. Not a made up stuff. It's demonic. Okay? It's demonic. It's a spirit. But if you touch the body of it, it's a hard stone body. But it walked out of the sea. You see? My brother and sister, it walked out of the sea by itself. And you can see the leg. You can see everything. And when I saw that online, immediately me, I thought about Dagon right away. I said, wow, it's nothing new. And when that young lady went with those young men to worship that demon that they found from the, like a Dagon, she saw it moving in the altar, walking. First, it was like frozen stone. It was like a stone idol. But when it closed all the curtain and the time came for them to talk to it, it moved. And it talked to them, began to walk around, she says. And she said, Brother Eric, they're real. And I said, I know they're real. They're real. They're not fake. Fake is what people believe they are. And this is the deceiving part. That's why the Antichrist can deceive people. Because that the Antichrist people cannot see the demonic. The demonic is what's being ignored. They call them aliens. So by calling them aliens, extraterrestrial being from another planet, they think these are another beings, but not demonic, that we always had on the earth, and exclude them from what they really are when they call them aliens. Remember, the Lord rebuked me several times for calling them aliens. No, my son, they are demons, he says to me. They're not aliens, as you call them. They're demons. He rebuked me several times for this. And I wasn't kidding it. I wasn't getting it. And the Lord kept rebuking me. Jesus kept rebuking me. And it is because on this earth, we have been deceived on the information. Because by calling them alien, we ignore who they really are, demons. And the Lord told me they're demons. They're not what you people call them to be. They're demons. The demonic talks about in the Bible, my brother and sister. So let's call them for what they are. And that's what these sentinels are, demons. Okay? Actually, Siri, Google, and them, they're demons that talk through our cell phone. They are really demons. The Lord took me in the spirit, showed me Google, and it was a real demon talking through this voice through our cell phone. When did these demons begin to talk to us? Not long ago. But you notice to the level that they have taken it to? So when you go to Revelation 13, 14, what does it say? And he that see them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles that he has power to do at the sight of the beast. Notice who is doing this miracle in the sight of the beast? My brother and sister. And then you go back in verse 13, how great wonder that he make a fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. This part of making fire that comes down from heaven, these are flying ships, flying sentinel. Verse 12, he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. And these exercise the power of the beast before him. These are upgrades. Remember in the movie Matrix, Leo was fighting them and beating them. But then they sent them upgrades, sentinels that were upgrades. And he began to fight them, and he's, oh, wait a minute, upgrades, he says. And it was more difficult. So him was a surprise. Because easily he could defeat them before. Now he could not defeat them easily. He has to fly out of there. What is that? A type of the rapture. The church get it now before it gets worse. My brother and sister, you never saw it like that, huh? Flying out of there. He could not defeat them, but he could fly out of there. It's a type of the rapture. The Lord gets the church out of here. My brother and sister, before it get worse. Hallelujah. Remember, the Lord says to someone that in that movie, there is so much information, and people really consider the information. My brother was saying about this years ago. I said, but if you really think about it, it's true. Because the upgrades of the sentinel being upgraded, but it's from one basic technology that they gave people, Google, Siri, and them, and then they upgraded to sentinel. They finally put the three brains together. They gave people sentinel from those basic into upgrade. Now it's become more difficult for us. And the only way out is the rapture. The only way out. Leo, he showed it to us. Neo, show it to us. The only way out to that upgrade is to being out of here, flying to the cloud. My brother, to meet the Lord in the cloud, as the Bible says, and get it now. Okay? Because the upgrade is too wicked. It's too evil. And fighting them made no sense. We may be able to beat them, but more keep coming. Remember, they keep turning more people into. And that's exactly what our government is doing. They can take the brain of the sentinel and put in another human being, turn another human into sentinel, another human being into sentinel, another human being into sentinel. They have it either way now. So that's why when you watch the movie Lucy, you can see that she was injected. I don't remember the movie. I saw it maybe 2 years ago or more. So I don't remember all the details, but I believe she got injected with the technology, and she becomes like a sentinel. But with the ability of being able to do things that nobody is able to do, even beat men easily, and know my show art and everything very easily. Okay? So watching that movie, Lucy, will help you understand what a Sentinel is. The Matrix will also help you because it shows you the Agre. Well, when you read Revelation 13, you can see the Agre. He has aside all the power of the first beast, all the technology there before him. He causes then, when he becomes strong, he causes the earth and then that dwell on the earth to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Okay? Google said they have a body for this sentinel. They were going to use it on the Google AI that they have. No, they're going to use it on the sentinel. Apple has one also that they said they have it too. They'll be putting a body to these sentinel they have, which are three brain in one. And people are going to be able to meet them and talk to them. Okay? I believe Apple and them will keep it more to their employees. Their employee can talk to them, say hi to them. They'll meet them like a person walking and working among them, like a friend, like a coworker. And they will be running the servers, the computer. So all the idea to Apple and them will be coming out of them. Already all the idea for Google is coming out of the Sentinel. And Elon Musk says he has a Sentinel he talks to every day who gives him all the ideas to make more a Tesla company and how to run his company. He got SpaceX. He had Tesla. And he also bought Solar City, which is for solar panel. His brother's running it. So, but the Sentinel is the one giving him every day the idea how to run this company, which he makes him the richest man on the earth. So by him saying all these things, then all the company that don't have one will want one. And of course, they're going to make one available to all of them. Tesla is making a technology that will make a Sentinel available for everyone. They're even planning to make available one public available next year for the people. So people will be able to buy them and have it on their home living room, my brother and sister. It's a wicked plan. It's going to go to the level that they cannot stop it. They cannot control it. They think they can, but they will not, because the Bible says that the Antichrist is going to make them rich and poor, small and great, to have a mark. So once the mark is implemented, the Antichrist is running everything with his sentinel. It's his plan, his agenda, because remember, he has a demonic force in it, and that was what makes it worse, the demon and the sentinel. My brother and sister, it's a plan of the devil, and God says it's going to be very wicked. Okay? He does great wonder. In other words, everything he does will impress people. Okay? It will impress people so much that people's mind will be blown by what these sentinels are able to do, my brother and sister, so that he make a fire come down from him, which is laser weapons, you know? But for a robotics, demonic machine to do this, it's a great accomplishment, they say to themselves. Great accomplishment, my brother and sister. But to us, it doesn't matter. We want to be just with the Lord. We just want to serve the Lord, nobody else. And this is why going home like Neil, getting out of there, getting out of here is the best thing we can do. Going home in the rapture. The Lord is faithful. He's going to rapture us out of here. So no matter what they do, my brother and sister, okay, it's going to be for those that are stay behind. Verse 40 of Daniel 11, and when the time of the end comes, I want you to see this. When the time of the end comes, this is specifically for the time of the end, not for any other time, not for the middle, not for the beginning, when the end of the time comes. Very specific. The king of the south will push at him. Okay, this is from the Complete Jewish Bible. Notice the push of moving forward, of going for the upgrade that they're bringing in the last days. Is it not great to move it forward, to push it forward nonstop, my brother and sister, to get what they want? The whole idea is to get themselves in position. And while the king of the north will attack him like a whirlwind, I was explaining to my son what the whirlwind means. Destruction, my brother and sister. But still, that doesn't stop the Antichrist for what he wants. With Sherry, a large navy, He will invade the country and overrun them and move on. Nothing is stopping the Antichrist from getting what he wants to get to. He has worked behind the scenes when he was in office for 8 years in the United States, the most powerful nation, people say. That's why the Antichrist needed to be here for 8 years, my brother and sister, and come up with a birth certificate in Hawaii. Although he's not from Hawaii neither, because he declared himself a Muslim. There's no Muslim in Hawaii unless they go on vacation. Pure-born Muslim, according to him. Okay? And the only way he can become the Antichrist in Europe, the men of sin, the Chohimani in the Middle East, if he can prove that he was born in the Middle East. Are you listening? The only way he can prove that he will be in office as the Antichrist in the last day, he needs to prove by birth certificate that he was not born in Hawaii, that he was born in the Middle East. And he's going to prove that. The only thing people in the USA will say, he had deceived us, Revelation 13. And he deceived them that dwell on the earth. He had deceived us. How come they came up with a certificate that he was born in Hawaii? How come now he's coming out with a certificate in the Great Tribulation that he's born in the Middle East? Oh, that is outrageous. He had deceived us. Revelation 13 says that he had deceived them that dwell on the earth. Oh, my Lord. Remember when Donald Trump said he was willing to pay $5 million if Obama can show him a certificate, and then he was able to come up with one? He deceived them that dwell on the earth, my brother and sister. Okay? He deceived them. Be ye not deceived, Jesus said to his church, to his children, to his followers, to his disciple, to his apostle. Be ye not deceived. Don't you be deceived, Jesus says to his disciple. Don't you be deceived. And here's the thing, you and I. You and I is not to be in the, is not supposed to be in deceived, because we have the Holy Spirit in our life. We have the Lord in us. We are not supposed to be deceived. But Brother Helby, why is there millions of Christians deceived? Because they have not trusted in the Lord totally, as the Lord and Savior, as the only foundation of truth. How many Christians doubt the Bible? Millions. They still doubt in the Word of God, whether it is the Word of God. That is a mistake. Because without belief or without unbelief in them, my brother and sister, it's easy for the Antichrist to deceive them. Because again, you have to choose, like Elisha said to the people, who ye are going to serve. Did not Elisha say that to the people in Mount Carmel? You have to choose this day who you are going to serve. Okay? If Jehovah is God, if Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim is God, if Jesus is the only way, the truth and the life, then no one comes to the Father, serve him. But if Balaam, if the Antichrist, if Obama, if them are the other God that you want to serve, serve them. You have to choose, my brother and my sister. And God in the last day is giving people to choose. No choice. You have to choose. If you want to choose my son, you choose me. But if you choose this other one, you will be deceived. God's not playing around with anyone. Salvation is a blessing from God to us, for humanity. You take it or you leave it. But you cannot play around with it, my brother and sister. And people have seen in 2020, in 2021, that those that were playing with their salvation, that were not taking God serious, that were not seeking God wholeheartedly, you have seen the outcome of them, my brother and sister. God's not playing around. This is why you have to stand with him and say, God, I'm going to serve you and only you and nothing else, oh Lord, but only you in the last days, and stay with him. If you sin, cry out to him. If you need his help, cry out to him. Humble yourself and cry out to him every day for him to help you with anything. It doesn't matter, economically, physically, disease, whatever, problem in your marriage and your home and your job, cry out to the Lord for help. Don't bow down to Baal, because this earth is full of veil everywhere. Our system is a veil. Our medical system is a veil. Our government is under veil. Everything you see on this earth is under veil. Obama, my brother and sister, under that falling angel. And they're listening to him, and they worship him. And everywhere he goes, he gets worship and welcome because they know who he is. See, the people that are in darkness, that are truly in darkness, they know who Obama is. The problem here is that millions of Christians don't know who he is, my brother and sister. Billions of people on the earth don't know who he is. But the people in darkness, they know 100% who he is. They know. They have no doubt, no unbelief who he is. They know 100% who he is, and he has proven to them that he is the one. Like Neil, he is the one. No matter what happened from here on, you are the one, Neil. Bob is the one, my brothers and sisters. He is the one. But then God, by his mercy and the great tribulation, revealed completely who he is. And then people say this, and he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. Oh, people say, we've been deceived. We even heard this guy on the radio. What was his name? Elvis? Zapata? Who knows? Mentioned something about this. But we didn't believe him. We didn't believe him. But now we know he truly is. We've been deceived. The Bible says that they've been deceived. God knows the end from the beginning. He talks about it in his word, the end from the beginning. So many billion deceived, my brothers and sisters, taking the lethal injection, the mark of the beast injection, my brothers and sisters. It's sad. It's just so sad. But it's the truth. Hallelujah. Verse 41, this is the part that got me nervous the first time I read it years ago. Daniel 11:41. He will also enter into the Holy Land. The Holy Land is the land that used to be called Canaan, that today is called Israel, and the wonderful city, capital of the world, Jerusalem. He's going to enter there. And the Apostle Paul, my brother and sister, we thank God for him, our brother Paul, because, my brother and sister, the Antichrist entered into this land, my brother and sister, insisting the temple of God as God, Paul says, my brother and sister. And the Jewish people, Jesus told them in Matthew 24, that when they will see the abomination that make it desolate, as you heard from the prophet Daniel, run unto the mountain. My brother and sister, it's going to be a sad day for them, a terrible day for the Jewish people. But this is how they're going to have to encounter Messiah. Because like people said, hallelujah, many have not received him as their Lord, Jesus as their Messiah, my brother and sister. And that makes it harder for them. That really makes it harder for them, my brother and sister, because I have not receiving the Lord as the Messiah. When the false Messiah comes, my brother and sister, it's like they will know what to do. Okay? Again, the Lord says through Daniel, in the book of Revelation, that they will be deceived. Jesus says in Matthew 24, you don't be deceived. The Apostle Paul says to the brother in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, let no man deceive you by any means. My brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul was so concerned. He says it to the Corinthians that he loves them as their own. This man has great love for the church. My brother and sister, again, 2 Thessalonians 2:3, let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come unless there come a departing first. Then the men unseen will be revealed, the son of perdition. Right? Who's going to reveal him? God. God is going to reveal him. God is going to reveal him. Because remember, right now he's deceiving billions, including millions of Christians. When they go into the great tribulation, God needs to reveal him, my brother and sisters, because he's going to save great multitude out of the great tribulation. These people have not gotten it, but God in his mercy, he's so merciful. Our Father in heaven is so merciful. Holy be his name. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Verse 4, who opposes and insults himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So that he set it in God's temple of God, showing himself to be in God. Oh, my Lord. This, my brother, now I understand why Peter and them, Jewish, had a difficult time with Paul, with the Apostle Paul, as an apostle, my brother and sister, because they love the temple. And they know that Messiah is coming back to his temple. And Paul's teaching breaks everyone's heart. If you love Jerusalem, if you love Israel, and you read what Paul says here, it breaks your heart. Because this is the Antichrist coming into Jerusalem, the third temple after it's built. They're waiting for Messiah, the original Messiah, to come into the temple. But they don't get the original Messiah first, my brother and sister. And this is exactly what Jesus was telling his disciples. When you see the abomination and desolation talked by Daniel the prophet, setting in the holy place, which is the third temple, flee to the mountain. Paul said that, my brother and sister, he sits in the temple of God, showing himself to be in God. He's going to tell them, I am Messiah to them. I am God to the Jewish people. When the Jewish people see that abomination, a man calling himself to be in God, they're out of there. They'll run. They'll flee. But he's going there with an army. This is what makes it difficult. The true Messiah will fight for them, though. He'll come down and fight for them. But he's coming there with an army, said Daniel, that's going to overflow the land. Okay, to the mountain, the holy mountain, where God's going to, Messiah will come down and defeat him. Verse 5, remember ye now that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. These were several Bible studies. Apostle Paul gave to his disciple in regard to the Antichrist. So why is it that the modern churches are not giving these teachings like Paul? And did not have the understanding of this man of sin. The revelation of him, that he will be in our days, that he will be ready by this time that Jesus is about to come for his bride, that as soon as Jesus lifts his bride, the departing, the rapture, he will go into Israel and set in the third temple. My brother and sister, why is this teaching not out there? Why are people not learning about the Antichrist, the man of sin, the one that opposes to God? And know more about him, have more revelation about him. Because the first church had it. They have the teaching from Paul. They have the understanding. They have the revelation. Why is it the last church doesn't have it? Most people don't have it. Don't people don't know who he is. My brother and sister, my Lord, my God. And now as you know what we hold it, that he might be revealed in his time. And that is the Lord. For the mystery of iniquity that's already at work. Notice, he's already at work. He's already in the high office. Because he's not going to take a janitor job. He's going to take the job of the commander-in-chief. He's already in his position. He already been there in America as the commander-in-chief. Only he who now holds it back will hold him back till he's taken out of the way. When he's taken out of the way is when the door is closed. The door gets closed. That commander-in-chief that was in office in the United States for 8 years gets to be revealed for who he is. When I began this Bible study back in 2013, beginning of 2013, talking about him, people were questioning, oh, that's false teaching, Brother Elvie. How can you talk about this way. You can be appointing someone and calling this person the Antichrist and that. And the Lord began to show people vision and dreams. Dreams that will make you fall from your bed crying like the sister. And the Lord showed her him being revealed in the Great Revelation as the Antichrist. He was crying like a baby for hours, she says. My brother, it's not that we're judging people of color or anybody. It's not about that. We're not racist, my brother and sister. Okay? I am between three races. My grandmother was, great-grandmother was white. My great-grandfather was black. And there's even Mexican black in my generation, blood. Indian, Spain, Jewish, and so much more. So how can I be judging any other race when I'm in every race? My brother and sister, I have part of every race in my blood line. My brother and sister, we don't do such a thing as a Christian. God doesn't choose his race. He loves everyone the same. He made everyone. He formed everyone in the womb of the mother. But when the Lord reveals us the truth, I went back to the Lord several times in prayer. Lord, will you confirm, will you reveal him to me? And the Lord went and did it again and took me there, which is much difficult than just getting a dream or a revelation. Takes you in there like, oh, and he greets you. Elvis Zapata, I know who you are. You preach the word. And I know who you are. Met Hillary Clinton there. I know who you are. Met all these people that were there with them. Hillary Clinton was right there with them. John Kerry was right there with them. He also knew who I was, my brother and sister. This is what makes it difficult. And then, hallelujah. And then shall the wicked, because there's nothing good about him, the Antichrist, nothing good about the Antichrist. But pertaining to the rich and wealthy in America and the world right now, he's just a great man with great idea and great insight. Oh, my Lord. And so this wicked one be revealed. My brother and sister, the word of God, Jesus said, there is nothing hidden that will not come out to light. In other words, nothing escape God. It will escape human. It will escape us, but not God. We're talking about the Almighty now. He is going to reveal him for who he is, a fallen demon, a wicked fallen demon, my brothers and sisters. Then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, the sword, the word, the Holy Spirit. A sword that is in the mouth of Jesus that he's going to bring out. My brother and sister, cut this Antichrist to pieces. Revelation 19, and feed him to the... He's going to cut his army. The Antichrist and the false prophet, he's not going to do any harm to them. Father God's only going to put a hook in his jaw, bring him to the mountain. The Lord's going to take him without a scratch or anything and throw him into the lake of fire that burn with fire and brimstone. Forever and ever, where he and the false prophet will be the first to visit that place and scream to the top of the lamb for all eternity. My brother and sister, God will not be mocked. They've been mocking God for too long, but it's going to cost them an eternity of punishment. The Lord will consume him with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming any sentinel power that he has now available to him to deceive the earth, which he's using to deceive the earth now. When the Lord comes, my brother and sister, they become nothing, yellow, fall on the floor like water, and become nothing because the combination that they're using in the presence of God cannot stand, and it will be consumed, the word of God says, my brother and sister. Now, who is doing this high office work behind the scene? Verse 9. Even whom whose coming is according to the working of Satan. Satan is giving him a commander-in-chief position in the high office. But wait a minute. I thought it was the people, Brother Elby, that vote for him to get into office. Yes, but with the working of Satan. How do you like that now? How do they got Biden into office? with the vote of many dead people that have been there for hundreds of years. Huh? How do they got the vote of hundreds of dead people to get Biden into office? There must have been a wicked, evil thing behind all this past election. Lucifer, the fallen, wicked, bad angel, with his tail, Revelation 12, when he left heaven, with his tail, he took the third part of the angel down with him. Huh. If he took the third part of the angel of heaven, my brother and sister, imagine how many people he's taking now to hell with him. He's terrible. He is a terrible fallen being, my brother and sister. And he's dead in heaven, and he feels very confident that he has no problem doing it on the earth, too, and even more. My brother and sister, and so far, there's too many billion following him. Okay? So they've been getting into the high office, commander-in-chief office, with the working of Satan, and with all the powers and signing, lying, wonder, which they probably call technology, but wonders, my brother and sister, lying wonders. So no matter how smart they make the technology to be, the Lord says it's lying. It's lying. So be careful with the liars that Satan has placed in different offices and place to lie to people. Because they'll lie and try to convince you of their lies. My brother and sister, I know many people that have been vaccinated with COVID-19 by seeing they have gotten COVID almost every week. My brother and sister, if I got COVID once, okay, I don't think I did. I believe it was a really bad cold that I got. But I know neighbors and people that have been getting COVID all the time. Biden got it twice in 1 week. Now, they told them that those vaccines were protected from COVID, that they even said they will not get them, and they will get them, but do have no effect. Hallelujah. So think about it. They lied because their plan was to get something else from people. Not to cure them for COVID, but to get something else from them. And they've been getting it easily by lying to people. Never believe men. Not even your family. Believe only God. Tell someone this on the phone. Believe only God, not even your family. In regard to praying and rebuking the devil, whoever the devil is sending against you, if you rebuke and break their plan, it doesn't matter who, it will be broken in the name of the Lord. Trust no one but only Jesus, especially with your salvation. Other people are trusting other men with their salvation. Men sending people letters. Oh, I already pray for you. You're fine. You're going to go to heaven. Huh? And they send them a letter. Send me a donation. Send me $40,000. I already did a prayer for you to go to heaven. You're going to go to heaven. The Pope says that you're going to go to heaven. He sent you a prayer. Send them a donation for $40,000 and you're taken care. Huh? Be ye not deceived, Jesus said. He knew that in the last day there will be many religions and many religious leaders lying to people. My brother and sister. Don't let them lie to you and deceive you, my brother and sister. Now, he is the medicine that the devil, after he bring his lie in the high office, verse 10, where all deceive unrighteousness of those who perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they may be saved. This is why the earth is getting an antichrist. God is saying to humanity, this is why I'm giving you an antichrist, I'm allowing you to have an antichrist. Okay? Because you prefer the deceive and the unrighteousness of those that perish. Okay? And because you did not receive the love of the truth, that you may be saved. Simply. God offered you salvation through Jesus Christ as Lord. To be getting ready to be going home in the rapture, and humanity has said no to God. As they have said no to Jesus, they have said no to his gospel, to give him their life and live for him, God allowed this antichrist to come out, the devil, and deceive them. and follow the step of those that perish, my resistance. Simply, if you have not given your life to Jesus and have not committed your life to the Lord 100%, my brother and sister, you're following in the line are those that receive the deceiving the unrighteousness. My brother and sister, no. There's no game here. It's no time to play or play game, my brother and sister. There's only time to receive Jesus and serve Jesus only. And the time, if we watch something that we sin, we repent to the Lord. If we sin in any way, we repent to the Lord. We take no chances, my brother and sister. We pray for as many souls to be in safe, nations, souls to be in safe. Yes. But also pray for us to be protected from the plan of the devil, the scheme, the line, the attacks. Always. Don't be deceived. If watching television is reading you online, it's corrupting your brain and mind, stop it immediately. Say, I'm not watching news anymore. There are channels that you're not supposed to be watching as a Christian, like CNN, demonic, NBC, demonic, CBS, demonic. There's channels we're not supposed to be watching because the lies that comes out of the television is ever more, increase ever more. I was sharing with someone that someone was saying a line from Russia. A soldier was being interviewed from Russia, from the Ukraine. And when they told the number that these people were saying that died, this and that, he said, no, because we counted the body and we worked together, and that's not how many that die. In other words, they told the media that thousands were dying. They were counting 50, and these people were counting 500. When they count 100, these people out here were telling us 1,000. Lying. Lying, just lying to people. And that's what the media does. You turn on CNN there all day long, you're receiving lie through Bible and so much lying for them. They're lying to the people. They put the lies together to give it to the people. Look at the FBI raiding down the Trump house because of the lies. No fact, no proof, but lies. And they go on with lies. That's what the Antichrist does. Lies about everything. And people follow the lies. No, my dear brother and sister, no. We are not to be following lies. We are to be following the true Jesus. If we commit our life to him and seek him and serve him, he'll keep us from all these lying and deceiving and misleading and false information. They place information. You know what they did with some of the Russians' body there? There was about three body of the Russians. They went and took photo of them in different form, to say that there were thousands of them dead and put it up on the media. And the guy with his computer, they forget that everyone has computer now that they can, you can search any information. He took the uniform of the soldier. They took different photo from him to protect it with many of them. And the guy followed the number. The Russian soldier have a number on their, I think it's the right hand or left, I can't remember. A sticker that has the number. The guy went online, he knew about this, got the sticker number, and compared it to all the other photos that they have released that many Russian soldiers have died. And the sticker number was the same sticker number than several of the bodies that supposedly they were showing a different man. My brother said that they were lying. The guy said, these people are lying. Look, it's the same uniform. Each soldier have a different number sticker on the clothing. And the same number sticker that he saw, comparing it to what the photo they were putting on NBC, CNN, it was the same number. How can a soldier be there several times around? That's a lie. It's the same uniform that they were using, same soldier that they were using to take different photos, to bring it here and provoke the people to rise even more. Lying, deceiving, my brother and sister. And we are in a society today that they think lie, okay, it's okay. It's not okay with God. It's just not okay. Okay? That's why some people believe, oh, you can repent of this, but you don't need to repent of this other thing. Excuse me? with God, we repent about everything. Even if Jesus said, from every idle word that man say, he will have to give an account, Jesus said. You know what's idle word? Any sinful, the sinful word that comes out of our mouth, he said that we will have to give an account to him, because everything is being counted for or recorded. My brother and sister, for every idle word, men will have to give an account, Jesus said. Every sinful word, deceitful word, men will have to give an account. If you have, if a liar that lies every day, like in CNN, has to give an account for every word, can you imagine the list and the white throne judgment that they will have to give them? Angel had to carry a 5,000-pound pages books of lies. How many they have lies? And throw them right there in court. This is heavy. Boom. My brother and sister, the day of judgment. I didn't want to be there. The Lord said I have to be there. I've been chosen to be there. My brother and sister, every idle word, men will have to give an account for. Every sinful, deceitful word, my brother and sister have to give an account. I repent even for the thing I say. I asked the Lord, Lord, and how was the message? It was pleasing, the Lord would say. He liked it. But I'm checking with him to be careful. Lord, if I said something that was not true, I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me, Lord. I don't want to deceive your children. Please forgive me, Lord, tonight. If I said anything that is not of you, Lord. And here's the thing. Why I have to repent for everything I say. I'm going to tell you why. Third-party information. If I see something on the news, and I tell you that that was said on the news, and that was said on the news was not true, and I'm repeating it to you, I'm being partaker in the work of darkness. I have to repent before God. My brother and sister, we are not to partaker in the things of darkness, in the evil of darkness. The Word of God is very clear about that. So everything we say that someone else say, we can sin. And you're standing there, oh, no, this person I know is a trustworthy person. I don't think this person will lie. That's you, right? Saying that. And God's looking at you and say, oh, what a liar. What a liar. That's just why we need to repent. Even from the thing we hear that we think are true, unless we read it from the Word of God. The Word of God, let God be true, and every man a liar, says. That means that whatever we hear, since we don't know it's true, we need to repent. Even if it's something said to you by your mother or your father. Now I'm going to get deeper with you. I'm going to get deeper with you. Even if your mom told you, oh, let me tell you about the true God. My grandparent used to worship this little God, that, and it was a miracle maker. And know that you should do the same. And some people grew up with those lying stories from their own parents. Okay? And how many lies your father and mother told you that you don't even know is a lie? But you go into your prayer and you're like, oh, you're trusting your mom and father. I'm not telling you not to. But what I'm telling you is that every man be a liar and God be truthful. You, God's word is about your parents and about your government and about everything. My brother and sister, anyone, I love my mom. But I only believe the Lord, that every word out of him is true. And I can love the person. I can love the family. But I can only trust 100% Jesus, not human. You have to do the same. Because if you don't, you sin. And you can be sinning by trusting what someone else is saying. Excuse me, not someone else can hurt it from a lie. Doesn't even know. But it's repeating it to you. And you are believing it, my brother and sister, to being true. No, you believe God. You believe his word. You believe his word. I'll give you an example. You know I share the Bible with you, the word of God. But if I share a story, it's okay for you to say, I don't know about that, brother. It's okay because it's a story. It's a story. But in regard to the word, you said, amen, brother. Amen. If I'm reading to you the word, amen, brother. But if I'm telling you a story for someone else that I heard, yeah, I don't know about that. Okay, brother. But I trust only the word. We need to be the same, each and one of us. Please listen. You can only trust Jesus down here. You can only trust God. Anybody else, remember this, everybody else, no matter who the closest person is, it can be your husband, it can be your wife, it can be your son, it can be your daughter. How many mothers have trusted their son who later on find out he was lying to them? Huh? The same with mother and parents. They lie for the children. Oh, I lied to you, my daughter, just to protect you. I was listening to a program of this young lady that had grown big, and she was having an argument with her sisters in their home. And then the argument, the older sister, she was a middle sister, knew that the parent have adopted her. She was adopted. But she never knew, her parent never told her. And I hear the argument. When the father was dying, she started arguing. I wanted being close to her father in the right, and the fortune was being divided. And the daughter says, what right do you think you have? You are adopted. What? She says, yeah, you are adopted. And the mother could not believe her older daughter said that to her. Shalom, sister. She couldn't believe she said that she was adopted, my brother and sister. But here's the thing. She never knew from her parents. She believed everything her parents told her since she was a baby. Okay? My brother and sister. And the fact of the matter is, she find out they have lied to her. And many children grew up the same. Or think the same. They trust their parents 100%. And they don't know that a lot of the things the parents have told them is lies. My brother and sister. So we can only trust Jesus. Remember who our true father is. God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The creator of heaven and earth. He is true father. I understood this. This had caused me a lot of pain and grief and crying to come to this understanding. My father died when I was about 8 years of age. And I suffered so much seeing my friend with their father, I had no father. My brother and sister. But the Lord had always been there close to me. My brother and sister. And when he revealed to me that God was my father, my true father, that our parents on earth are only a caretaker on earth. Once we go to heaven and we meet our true father, Jehovah God Almighty, that's it. We are full of joy and happiness because we will not be here if our true father will not want us to be born. He knew us before we were born. He has been our father before we were born in heaven. And when we came to earth, He knew that we would lose the knowledge of him and that we would start all over again. But by his mercy and grace, he has revealed himself back to us again. But the understanding who God is for us, not many human knows. That Father God is a true father. True. True. That our parents aren't only been our caretaker, our legal guardians. God gave us caretaker, legal guardian on the earth. That's it. But our true father, but they are supposed to represent our true father in heaven. And they're supposed to lead us growing up to the teaching of our true father. That's why when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, what did he say? Our father who was in heaven. He is a true father, my brother and sister. And when you go to heaven and you meet him, it will come fully to your knowledge who he is. And you will say, wow. I thought that my father was father on earth. No, the true father is God Almighty. My brother and sister, when people go to heaven, they come to this understanding and knowledge. So many times and some right away. My brother and sister. Oh, thank you, Lord. I remember when Father called me my son. The Lord calls me my son. Oh, nothing gives me more joy and happiness than that. Him calling me my son. That's the father I always mix. The father that I was always missing, my true father, that truly loved me forever and ever, my brothers and sisters. I can never miss it. I can never not have his love. When you go to heaven, you can never not have his love. You always have it. He will always love you. That's why when people preach to us, what do they say? Jesus loves you, and he gave his life for you. But we only know it to the extent of the cross, because we need to get to the cross to be saved. But once you go beyond the cross to your Father in heaven, my brother and sister, your true Father, and you come to the knowledge of him, and you can talk with him and experience who he really is, it changes your life. That changes my life. As a believer, I've never been the same until the Lord has revealed Father into my heart, into my life. I've never been the same, my brother and sister. Never been the same in Jesus' name. And that's what God wants to lead us to, knowing the Lord, knowing our true Father, knowing that we have a Father in heaven that loves us and is keeping us from all these lies by having his messenger bring his message to the people. The only way people can be saved and come to the knowledge of Christ, if we are obedient to God and bring his message. A dear pastor friend of mine says to me, Brother Elvie, don't bring so many prophets unto the Lord's Hour program. Bring what God has given you. Because the Lord says to him, I'm giving my son my message to my children. He's speaking my message. He says to me, you know that the Lord is speaking to you. You know the Lord is giving you this revelation. Why do you need to pray other prophets? Play the audio of other prophets. Pray. Play your audios. Lick what God is giving you. Go into the heart and mind of the people, that they may be blessed. I play Sister Barbara because the Lord confirmed her to me. Sister Celestial. My brother and sister, I like to play people that I know they are of God, brothers and sisters, to encourage that with one another, my brother and sister. But if I bring an audio that you see that it's not, you know, don't be afraid to tell me, Brother Elvie, I think you should not play this person audio or that other person. I won't be offended. I will not be offended, because I can take it into prayer and I can ask the Lord. I say, Lord, what do you think about so-and-so message? My brother and sister, I have no problem with taking it before the Lord in prayer. I like to spend time with the Lord every day. I can bring it before him and say, Lord, tell me, Lord. Okay? Because it's concerning to you. I'm sure that if the concern can come from God, it might be a way for him to speak to me. Then I'll confirm it with him, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Amen. So the Lord is getting us ready for the revival, my brother and sister. We need to fast and pray and consecrate our life for the Lord to use us in this revival mightily. We are not too far from going in this to revival. Judgment is going to come first. I began to ask the Lord about judgment to confirm me the judgment. But the Lord also reminded me what he has shown me that will come before the 3 days of darkness. And I saw judgment. He reminded me that before people were humble, he's going to bring judgment to the nation, my brother and sister. So only through judgment are people going to humble. Like in the United States, unless the stock market fall, people here are not going to humble to God. Because right now, they're trusting on the stock market. They're trusting on the dollar. Dollar is the God. The stock market is the God right now. And unless God break those idols that are very strong in America, the church in America will not humble themselves as they should. But God can get to them. Oh, it's easy for him to humble everyone when he wants to. And he's going to do so, brother, to save their soul, to bring many to home, bring many homes, my brother and sister. Even people now being able to die in the Great Tribulation is his mercy for their lives. They will elude them. They could not kill them anymore, although they're in great suffering. But in that great suffering, what are they doing suffering and cursing and yelling all kinds of evil words from their mouth instead of being repenting, my brothers? Think about it. Think about it for a second. Instead of repenting to God, cursing God and everything else, angry and mad at God in the Great Tribulation, should have not been here, they say. This should not be happening to us. they say. They didn't want to repent before the great tribulation to go home in the rapture departure. And they neither wants to repent in the great tribulation. But now they have no choice. They're going to have to. Because they're going to clearly understand in the great tribulation that unless they repent, the Antichrist will make them part of his kingdom and they're going to hell. They know the Bible says the Antichrist is going to hell. Everyone with him will follow. So they will come so clearly to their mind that unless they repent, they're going to end up in the lake of fire, my brother and sister. So that's why a great multitude comes out of the great tribulation, like the sand of the sea. Because they finally get it. God wants them to get it now before it's too late. No, in the great tribulation, they finally get it. They have to go through all kinds of tsunami, earthquakes, all kinds of judgment, all the lakes and rivers drying up, no water to drink, houses in the north that used to be cold, turning on fire because of the heat, like in California. California will get worse. Temperature that no one can live anymore in California after God destroyed with the earthquake and tsunami. Then you cannot even live in California. Because if it's 130, 140 in the north, in California it'll be close to 200. Degree temperature. Who can live in 200 degree temperature? Nobody can. Oh, animal and wild animal death because of the heat. My brothers and sisters. So, think about it. Life become hell on the earth during the Great Tribulation. Literally hell because there's demon everywhere. There's fire everywhere. It's horrible. People are running from the life of demon and Nephtalim. And Nephtalim is deceiving people with their. They're showing them this beautiful hologram of houses and all that, lying through their teeth, because they're going to the lake of fire also. But they don't want to go alone like the devil. He wants millions of people to go with him. I think he believes that people are going to keep him warm in hell. It's already warm enough in the lake of fire. He don't need anybody else, but he's so evil, he don't care for anyone's lives. My brother and sister, you need to seek the Lord with all your heart. You need to trust only Jesus, my brother and sister. You cannot trust any other lies or deceive. Because if you do, my brother and sister, you cannot trust any other man, not even your family, as we said before. Because there's so much lies and deceive down here, my brother and sister, that if people don't keep their eyes on Jesus only, they will be deceived. And then it will be too late. That's the worst. Not only that being deceived, but opening your eyes and then saying like people that are in hell now, it's too late. It's too late to get out of here, my brother and sister. The pain and suffering that is coming on the earth, with Jesus, with God, we can stand it. But without him, as Jesus told his disciples, there is nothing she can do. Here, Sister Shirley, she put out a word today. My brother and sister, shalom.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me once again on my YouTube channel. Today is August the 8th of 2022. I'd like to share another word with you from the Lord that I hope will strengthen and encourage you in the Lord. We all know that the heart of the Lord is that none would perish. And this is the Lord's agenda, and always has been, is to save those who are lost. And so in this day we are living in, though we see much turmoil round about us, we see chaos, we see confusion, but we know that God's agenda to bring in the lost has not changed. The word I'd like to share with you today is one in which the Lord is speaking to his people about his heartbeat for the lost. And so this word is titled, Reaching Out. I hope it will bless you as you listen today. I'll begin by reading scripture. Isaiah 53, verse 6. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This scripture tells us that we are like sheep, and that by nature we have all gone our own way. And because of that, Jesus died to make a way for us to be brought back into right relationship with the Heavenly Father. Ezekiel 34, verse 12. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. Though this scripture reference refers to the people of Israel, it expresses the heart of God and likens the Lord to a shepherd whose sheep have been scattered and his desire to rescue them and bring them back into his sheepfold. 1 John 3, verse 16. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. This scripture tells us that Jesus laid down his life to save us, and it encourages us that as God's children, we ought to lay down our lives for others as well. Romans 12, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. This scripture tells us how we can lay down our lives for others. We can bless them, even those who persecute us. Instead of speaking curses over their lives and wishing them harm, to take on the heartbeat of the Heavenly Father, to love them and bless them. I'll begin reading this word. Great joy is coming into the assembly of the upright, says the Lord. Great riches have been stored up for her and are about to be released. Do not flag in zeal. Do not give up hope. I am doing an awesome work in this day, and no man is able to comprehend its scope. Ground is being taken from the enemy, and a sure footing has been gained. Do not draw back, but proceed forward. I am putting great wealth into your hands, releasing unto you an abundance that has been stored up. The floodgates of heaven are about to be flung open wide, and the bounty shall be released upon you, says the Lord. It is in times of quietness and trust that you are able to draw near to me, casting aside every idol and every form of wickedness. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Bless those who curse you. Bless and do not curse, for the reward is forthcoming, and soon you will enter into the fullness ordained for you. You will not be tripped up by the adversary who seeks to stir up bitterness and resentment. Do not buy into his bag of tricks, but stomp upon his head and crush him beneath your feet. I desire that all should come into my presence and that the enemy is completely annihilated from amongst my people. Enter in through the narrow way. Attain to the chosen fast. Do not flag in zeal, but be zealous for the things of God. The way has been marked out. The roadway is mapped out. Follow after the Lord. Walk in his footsteps. Be willing to lay down your life for your brothers. Be willing to let go of earthly goods. Pick up the cross of Christ and carry it high. Lift it up for all to see. In this day, a new breed is being raised up in the earth, says the Lord, those who will walk the walk of the Lord. No longer will they only talk the talk, but they shall walk according to the ways of the Lord. There will be no hesitating, no double-mindedness, but those who are raised up will burn with the passion of Jesus to win the lost. Draw near to me, rest in my arms. I know your burdens, I see your affliction. I recognize your heart's desire to please me, and I will come and make my abode amongst my people. I will not leave you on your own to struggle with temptations that surround you, but I will come and break off every chain and cut loose every sin that dogs your feet. I will fasten the breastplate of righteousness securely around you. And you shall no longer be ashamed, but you will be protected from the accuser of the brethren. You shall not fumble and trip, but your feet shall be shod with the preparation of the gospel. And everywhere they tread, they shall take the ground. Your words shall be a testimony of the goodness of God in the earth today. And your heartbeat, the heartbeat of God, to bring in the scattered sheep from every hillside, says the Lord. Keep the faith, do not slumber or sleep, for in this day a great movement of my Spirit is sweeping the nations, and you shall be swept up into the will of God if you do not lose hope, but prevail over the enemy. Great tribulation is coming to all the earth. Great trial will be theirs who neglect the salvation offered by a loving Heavenly Father who continually reaches out to them with love, compassion, forgiveness, and life abundant. Great shall be the sorrow and suffering of those who close out the attempts of the Lord to bring them into the fold. The people have wandered far and wide. They have no knowledge of the Lord. Their lives are empty and their days are numbered. Who will go to bring the good news of the gospel message to them? Who is willing to let go of their own agendas, to enter into the lives of those without knowledge of the Lord? Who is willing to let go of selfish ambition, to pursue the purposes of God, to be used of the Father in a mission to reach those who are perishing? As we can see from this word today, the Lord is expressing his heartbeat of love for those who are lost, for those who do not know him, who have no knowledge of who God truly is. The Lord recognizes that we as his people have our own problems. We have our own burdens and afflictions to deal with. And yet the Lord wants us to rise up and be his hands and feet to reach those who need to hear the gospel message. And so the Lord encourages us to have the right attitude toward others and even those who have treated us wrongly, those who pose as our enemies. The Lord is telling us to extend his compassion to them, to show love, to bless them, because they are victims of the enemy's schemes. The Lord has shown us how we can be a light to the lost and encourages us to lay down our own agendas to shine that light and to reach those who are perishing. So even in the turmoil round about us, God's purposes have not been thwarted. He is still on the move to raise up his beloved to be a blessing to those around them. May we all be encouraged to go forward in the call the Lord has on our lives. Instead of taking offense, let's be willing to lay offenses down and to reach out with love. And as the Lord encourages us to be zealous to fulfill this calling. I hope this word today has blessed you, and I pray that you will continue to seek after the Lord. And all of us who have struggles and challenges in our lives, to not give up hope that the Lord will break through for us and cause us to be effective in bringing in the harvest. Thank you for listening today. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you again the next time. Bye for now.
The work of the Holy Ghost is to shikalimenda and to shundi namaste.